their natural and biological systems broke down because they couldn't even provide time for their kids. Right. And these kids feel abandoned, and they are in many a sense emotionally, not just from a residential standpoint. And we can bring in professionals. You've got a friend.
We're live in the studio here. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we are going to be talking about the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program and some of the benefits that are available through Norwest Cap for heating and cooling benefits. Today, we're still in our heating season, but today is warm enough. We are starting to think about cooling assistance. So we're going to be going over all that, and we'll be joined on the phone with some of the staff. This show is nice for me today because I will have people that I already know on the phone with me here to broadcast for the hour. So I hope you stay with us. We do have some commercials to do, and I'll be back with the weather in just a moment. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back here in the studio to find out what the weather is. I can tell you it's absolutely beautiful. We have warm temperatures here in Flemington at 79 degrees and a very low humidity at 28%. We're going to get back to the weather in just 1 second. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Great. And we are back in the studio here to give the rest of the forecast. Sorry, you guys all know I can't multitask with all of these 60 different buttons over here. So I have our caller on hold. They'll be joining us shortly. I'm going to get through the weather, and then we'll do our quote of the day, and we'll jump right into our discussion today about the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, Universal Service Fund, weatherization, all of the different energy programs at Norwest Cap. So I know that it's warm out. It is actually 79 degrees. It's the first day that there is not a bite of the wind in the air, so it really is beautiful. If you've been in your office and not outside or stuck inside, right now, go outside for a little bit. Make sure you take your phone and your app so you can listen to us for the next hour, and go walk around outside because it's absolutely beautiful. We have a very good week this week weather-wise. Tomorrow we have a mostly sunny day with a high near 81. So if anyone calls in sick tomorrow, that would be the day of the week to do that. It's very high and hot, and I think it's a beach day, an unofficial beach day. Tuesday night, we have a slight chance of showers and some thunderstorms, mainly after 9 p.m. So Wednesday, we do have some of those showers lingering, but then some more showers in the morning. So Wednesday looks like a cloudy day. We have Wednesday night, some more showers, but then Thursday we dry up and we have a mostly sunny sky with a high near 64. And the same is true for Friday, which is partly sunny skies with a high near 63. So We do want to wish everyone a happy Passover today, and we will do now our quote of the day. We always like to start off with a quote and try to make that relevant to our topic. And since I'll be joined by my colleagues at Norwest Cap, I'm going to do a quote from Tom Robbins, who someone lent me his book, one of his books, and I turned out reading all of them and enjoying them. So his quote is about the warm weather here. And it says, Louisiana in September was like a phone call from nature. The air, moist, sultry, secretive, and far from fresh, felt as if it were being exhaled into one's face. So our air does change, our air mass, and we're looking forward to a much better air mass this week than that cold, biting wind of last week. So stay with us. I'll be able to bring our guest callers on the phone. I think we have multiple guest callers. So you have something nice in store for you today, and we'll be back here in the studio. Okay, let's see how this works. My technology is often a form of amusement. Kara, are you on the phone with me?
Yep, I'm here, and so is Tracy.
Excellent. Okay, if you guys just want to introduce yourselves so the callers and listeners are familiar with the voices of each of you.
Okay, I'm Tracy O'Connor, program coordinator.
And you're with the LIHEAP program, right?
LIHEAP program, yes.
All right, and who else do you have with you, Tracy?
Co-worker Kara Kays. She's the program representative for LIHEAP as well.
And you're with us also, Kara?
I'm here.
All right, fantastic. So thanks so much for joining me here. This is a radio broadcast. Is the only 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio show that's sponsored by a chamber, and we're lucky enough to have our Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce that sponsors this program, and they have 60 hours of live programming, and Hot in Hunterdon is a one-hour weekly program. And we try to cover a lot of the poverty issues for not only Hunterdon County, but the surrounding areas, and also to bring some hot topics. Right now, I would say LIHEAP is a hot topic, hot because we have the heat of the day today, hot because it is one of the programs that may be zeroed out in the budget, and hot because it is a heating and cooling program. So I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, and you guys are busy over there. Whenever I walk over there, I always learn more about the USF program, and today's treat was learning about the solar panels, so you should probably silence your phones there or tell the birds to go fly away. And we're going to be talking about the LIHEAP program. So we'll just jump right in. I'm not sure if people know what the LIHEAP program actually stands for. So maybe we could educate our listeners on what the program is.
Sure. It stands for the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. We are a federal program that helps out households to help with their heating costs and also help with a small credit offer utilities, which is the USF program.
And is the USF program a separate program?
It is separate from the heating assistance. Heating assistance has different income guidelines than USF. They are separately funded, but are can be found on one application.
That's great. So if I were a person that was filling out an application, I can actually apply for three different services with that application, can I?
That is correct. We normally tell households just to check off, you know, what they feel that they can apply for, and then any representative or the program assistant does try to get them qualified for what you know, to see what we can do for them.
And we should mention that we also have the weatherization program, and the weatherization program is also found on the LIHEAP application along with the USF program. And the weatherization program is tied together because with weatherization, your home can receive some improvements that will help to reduce your energy burden and provide a cost-effective savings in your energy bills. So all of that, you guys are not really letting the grass grow with three different applications and processing that.
No, we do everything on one application so we can help out. And if people have questions, if they can always just call in and we can help them out with each program over the phone.
And I know I always make jokes about the LIHEAP program and so many of our social service programs because they are acronyms, and you very nicely gave us the LIHEAP acronym and the Universal Service Fund, which is USF. So sometimes we hear LIHEAP, sometimes we hear a HEA benefit for home energy assistance, but they're all combined and in one application.
Yes, that is correct.
So, Kara, how would I know if I qualify for a program?
Well, you can go on to, first to qualify, you can go on to call your local social service agencies, or actually there's a lot of information within the utility bills that are provided to you. Actually, the agencies listed are within a little pamphlet within your utilities, your natural gas, electric bills, and we also have oil vendors. They also refer households to our assistance program.
So now I alluded to this earlier, but we weren't clear about it. This is a federal program. It's available in every state in New Jersey. And is it available in every county in New Jersey?
Yes, it is.
And if I were trying to determine if I could apply to Norwest Cap for the LIHEAP benefit, what county would I need to reside in?
Norwest Cap handles four counties for LIHEAP. We handle Warren County, Sussex County, Somerset County, and Hunterdon County.
Wow, that's a lot of counties.
Yes, it is.
It is actually one of our highest volume programs of the agency, one of several that serves several thousand people every year, and it's, I know, incredibly challenging to do that. But you have really great dedicated staff, and under the supervision of Tracy, who's always problem-solving, and Kara, you are able to meet the high demand.
Yes, Tracy's fantastic. We do help out at least 4,500 to 5,000 households a year, and that's just what we normally do. Then we always try to reach out and help out more.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a little tip about radio time. It goes faster than any other time during your day, even faster than weekend time, I think. So you're already through one-fourth of the show, and I have to pay the bills here. So I'm going to do some quick commercials, and then we're going to be back to talk a little more specifically about who should be applying and how the benefit can be impacted, perhaps, for your household. So please stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, we're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle from Hot and Hunter, and I'm so lucky to have some of the people that I work with every day that always answer everything to, we'll take care of this, don't worry about this, we got this. And it is, that's how you guys are, and I really appreciate working with you all. You just handle every issue, and some of them are really complicated, and especially when we talk about the different benefits. And I know people can't understand that because I live with it every day, and I still don't understand all of the intricacies of the program guidelines. So let's try to break it down for people and talk about, we know now what LIHEAP is, what that benefit is, and what the acronym stands for, and we know what counties Northwest CAP serves. But who, Kara or Tracy, is there any indicators you can give us of people who should be applying for this service?
Anybody who happens to feel some sort of energy hardship this year, or say someone had a medical, you know, something medical happened to them, or a family loss in income, they really should reach out to see if there's something that we could help them with, because we are really a grant program. It's not like receiving any type of assistance from social services or welfare or anything like that. So anybody who, and it's open to the public, to anybody. All of the information is kept private. We keep it here stored because it is an application, and we are going to request some documents that can be pretty personal. So that might be something that maybe deter people, because it is a lot of documentation. But for anybody who are senior citizens, individuals who are disabled or going to be receiving disability, or a family or friend that they know just are falling on hard times, you can just call up and ask for an application.
And it is difficult for people to understand that it may be them. I know not this current heating season, but last year, Tracy was able to help me answer some questions for a friend of my mom's whose husband had passed away. And she was really having such a hard time. She worked her whole life, and her changes in Social Security benefits when her husband passed away. She's raising a granddaughter. It really changed her ability to pay. She owned her own home, but she wasn't able to pay for those heating costs. And she didn't realize that she could apply for the service.
No, it's not really out there that it's really pushed for anybody to see. It's kind of more of either like a word of mouth type of program.
And we want to change that.
Yeah,
and I think because most programs are benefit programs, if you own a home, you may not be eligible because you have an asset. But the LIHEAP program, if you are a homeowner, are you able to apply?
Yeah, assets are not taken into consideration when you're applying for the home energy assistance program. It's just your gross monthly income.
And let's talk about what that gross monthly income is. And we won't use the percentage of poverty because no one ever knows what that is. But can you give us an example of a household size and how much their income would be that they could apply and possibly be eligible for this service?
For a household size of one for the LIHEAP program, your gross monthly income would have to be less than $1,980 a month. For a household of two, it's $2,670.
Okay. And the USF program that you talked about, are those similar guidelines?
The USF is a little bit lower, the gross income. For a household of one, it's $1,733. And for a household of two, it's $2,337. They do go up every year. It's for the cost of living. So each year, the gross monthly income gets a little bit higher.
Well, that's good to know. So these things can change, and benefits can change. And if you were denied one year, like, for example, if you had a higher income last year and now you have a different job or your hours were reduced, you should consider reapplying. Isn't that correct?
Most definitely, yes.
So when your household changes, your income changes, if you were denied a benefit because of income and your income has changed, you definitely should be getting the application in now. And I guess we should talk about that. Is there a deadline for this program?
Yeah, the application deadline this year goes to May 31st, 2017.
Okay. And
it was extended actually an extra month this year.
So people can still, it's not too late, even though we're getting close. We have a warm weather day today. Tomorrow we're all going to be at the beach. We're going to be calling in sick and being at the beach tomorrow. But even though we have this warmer weather, the heating and cooling season applications are still being accepted, and people really should try to get this together and look at what the documents are and send in their applications.
That's correct. Yep.
And if they're in one of the four Norwest Cap territories, where should they send their application?
To the main office in Phillipsburg, which is 350 Marshall Street, in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and the zip is 08865.
Excellent. Okay, now I'm going to ask a question that I get all the time. And this is, if I am on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which is food stamps, formerly known as food stamps. Doesn't that sound like when Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, sometimes I feel like I do that in social service, but some people might know it as the food stamp benefit. Some people might know it at what it's called now, the SNAP benefit. Or if I'm receiving cash assistance, GA, general assistance, or TANF, temporary assistance to needy families, am I going to get a benefit for heating? How will that work?
You will receive a heating. Anybody can be qualified for the heating assistance program as long as a household member has a heating account in their name and you're under the income guideline. Doesn't matter the type of income that you're receiving, if it's TANF, GA, or if you're receiving food stamps. Food stamps for our program does not count as income, as money.
So you should still do an application?
You could do an application. You could check to see if you were automatically processed through, which you could have done through your application through social services. But we did tell households to give us a call to double check to make sure all the information is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's never a guarantee that they're going to be automatically put through with those applications.
Seems like it's a little complicated when they are receiving a SNAP benefit or a TANF benefit, especially if they had an automatic enrollment the prior year, but then for some reason they didn't get the benefit this year, and it's hard to determine where that breakdown occurred from. So should they call the county office of wherever their benefit was from, or should they check in with Norwest Cap?
They should check in with Norwest Cap because we can let them know, you know, if they're going to receive the benefit through that case file or if they need to fill out an application with us to receive the benefit.
Now, you both have had a lot of experience with this program and been able to help a lot of families with their heating and cooling costs. We're going to come back after our commercials, and we're going to talk more about this benefit. What is it really worth filling out all this paperwork? Kara talked about needing some, you know, information and an application process. So is it really worth it? And I know it is. So we're going to make sure that we convince you that it is as well. Stay with us.
Feel your breath on my shoulder, and I know we couldn't get any closer. I just wanna fall in love as we move into the night.
I get crazy thinking how it's gonna be with you, baby. I don't wanna play rough. I've been loving you enough. Oh, baby.
Wanna take forever tonight. Wanna stay in this moment.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Nice, colorful, safe. One of the students at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California, relieved to be back with her parents after a shooting at the school has left two people dead. San Bernardino police confirming a murder-suicide taking place inside a classroom. This young student was just outside the classroom where it happened.
I wasn't inside. I was doing PE with my Mrs. Swagger, and all of the kids started running out.
Two children were injured and airlifted to nearby hospitals. Their condition is unknown. America's newest Supreme Court justice on the job after a White House swearing-in ceremony. President Trump laying praise on Neil Gorsuch. He says he's a great appointment to the bench. And the Charleston, South Carolina church shooter pled guilty to state charges. Self-avowed white supremacist Dylan Roof can now go on to federal death row. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
Oh, my God! No! My God! What are you doing?
No, this is wrong. Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
That's audio from a viral video causing major public relations problems for United Airlines. United overbooked a flight from Chicago to Louisville, and when not enough paying passengers offered to leave the flight, they chose people at random to leave the plane. When one man refused to leave, he was dragged off by security guards. That video of the security dragging the man from the plane has gone viral, and passengers say United removed those passengers so United Airlines employees could have their seats. United CEO Oscar Munoz says the company's reaching out to the passenger to resolve the situation. He claimed that everyone at the airline was upset by the situation, and he said, quote, "I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers." Get more news and analysis at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A hero laid to rest today in London. The police officer who stopped the Islamic terrorist attack on the parliament and lost his life in the process, saluted by thousands of Britons.
Thousands of police officers lined the streets of London on the route of Keith Palmer's funeral cortege. His body had been lying in rest in the Chapel of Westminster by special permission of the Queen. PC Palmer had served the Metropolitan Police for 15 years and leaves behind a wife and a 5-year-old daughter. Flags have been flying half-mast above Scotland Yard, while police stations up and down the country held a 2-minute silence. Natalie Powell, London.
The city of Dallas is still looking to see who set off storm warnings around the city. Investigators are looking for the hacker responsible, and they say about 50 storm warning signs went off multiple times before midnight Friday. Police say 911 was overwhelmed, delaying services by as much as 90%. If you'd like to avoid cancer, one possible way? Aspirin. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
A study carried out by a partnership including Harvard Medical School looked at thousands of men and women over more than 30 years. They found the risk of dying from cancer was 7% lower for women who took aspirin regularly and 11% lower for men who did. Death from colorectal cancer seemed to be the most impacted by regular aspirin use. I'm Chris Barnes.
Get the latest news online. Join us at usaradio.com.
out in the dark, I woke up to find you had broke all the rules, and you changed your mind. Didn't I love you good? Didn't I love you right? Then tell me, where are you going, dressed to kill tonight? Oh, this one's gonna hurt like hell. Answer my prayer and answer the phone. Think twice about it, baby. Turn around and come on home, love.
And we are back in the studio here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And we're talking about the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. On the phone with me, and they are live, just so they know, I have Kara Kays and Tracy O'Connor. They are some of the staff that works at Norwest Cap for this program, and they are my go-to people that I go to with all of my calls that I don't know what to do with people and all of my crazy questions when I'm trying to figure out the ins and outs of this program. And they're the most knowledgeable people about this program, and they're spending their hour with us today, or as long as we can talk them into, so people have a better understanding of what the LIHEAP program is. We wanted to cover this today in Hot and Hunterdon for a couple of reasons. One, because of the warmer weather, a lot of people who could have the energy assistance benefit called LIHEAP have not applied for it yet at this time of the year. Applications are down across the state, so that's one of the reasons. The second reason is now the deadline has been extended, and people do have an opportunity that maybe were hesitant to apply for the benefit. They certainly can still apply at this time of year, even though we do have a warmer day today. And for everyone listening, I heat my house mostly with wood, and Saturday night was the first time that Saturday was when I left the house was the last time I put wood on. And finally, my heating source, I think, is over. But that doesn't mean we can't provide a heating benefit even now and going into the next few weeks. We certainly have that opportunity. And the third reason we wanted to talk about it today is because we are hearing a lot of information in the news that the LIHEAP benefit is being eliminated, and most people don't know all of the social service acronyms. So we wanted to use today's show to also help to provide a better understanding of what LIHEAP is. It's a low-income home energy assistance program, and Kara and Tracy were able to give you some of the background of that program and how it really helps to keep the health and safety of our residents here in Hunterdon and throughout the state and the country to ensure that they have heat in their homes. And the program was actually started in 1981, and since then it really is fairly widely supported, and it is certainly a very effective program. Even though it's a short-term aid, it provides a critical benefit for people, and it really is the only resource that is in every county for the most vulnerable populations. And often, and Tracy and Kara, I'm going to ask you to just jump in on this, often our LIHEAP benefits, we don't see them necessarily for other programs. They're pretty much underserved. Are you guys with me on that?
Yeah.
Like our seniors, we at Norwest Cap, we may only see them for the LIHEAP benefit and not for any of our other programs or services.
No, not seniors. No, I don't really know of really, besides the volunteer program, there's really, unfortunately, not too much for seniors.
So that's why it's even more important that we make sure we connect the seniors through our LIHEAP program. And the LIHEAP funding is done through block grant funding, and it flows from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service to the State Department of Community Affairs, and then it's our contract with the state of New Jersey with the Department of Community Affairs. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
All right. So they are our funding partner, and they fund the program all through the state. And there has been a lot of research about how effective the LIHEAP program is, and it does help across the country millions and millions of families that would otherwise not be able to really turn their heat on. And it's amazing to me. I read a quote over the weekend and said something about there are times when we see people that don't have the most money, but they are the most generous. And sometimes I think that's so true working in our office. Some of our applicants, they don't want to apply for something that they feel would be taking a benefit from someone else.
That is correct. So and what we try to do is try to encourage households that that is not actually true, that you should still apply to receive assistance for your home and for your household and for your family. You won't be taking it from anybody else.
And we really want to send that message home today that you will not be taking a benefit from someone else, as Kara said. And the benefits there, the funding, we don't know about next year. But right now, this current year, we can say for certain that we're not going to run out of money. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
Okay. So, and when we say money, everyone's wondering if that's cash. So, is there an average benefit amount for the LIHEAP program?
Well, I want to explain a little bit further on how the LIHEAP program can assist the different types of households and the different type of heating sources that they might have.
Excellent.
Great. So first I will go over if anybody heats their home with like a utility company like in that area, it's either Elizabethtown Gas, JCP&L, and a few little bits of some PSE&G. They are utility companies, and they bill your home with a monthly bill. So when we say monies or we say benefits, what happens is that all the credits or the benefits go directly to your account, and it shows up on your bill as a full grant, and it says next to it, like it'll say, like, dash HEA, so therefore you know where it came from. If it is a oil, propane, or kerosene home, heated home, the household will receive a two-party check. It'll be in whoever applied for the application, and then it says for your heating supplier, meaning that only a fuel vendor can actually cash that check. It's not a one-party check.
So a lot of people, especially since I'm broadcasting out of the chamber office, we certainly appreciate the relationship that you may have with your local vending company, your local oil company. You may have had that relationship for, you know, 30 years, 20 years, whatever. It's an important relationship, and you like to support local businesses, is that still a possibility?
Yes, as long as they are recognized by the state of New Jersey as a fuel vendor for the program.
So nothing has to change with how you obtain oil when you receive this benefit?
No, not at all.
Which I think people really get confused about that, and they feel like they don't have the choice of their vendor. And I think there's also a misconception, I don't know if you agree, that it's only for electricity or it's only if you get oil. Do you think people really understand the range of benefits?
No, I don't. I honestly don't think that they realize how much this program can benefit from being part of this program. As far as emergency assistance, should they run out of oil or if they're going to have their electricity shut off, you know, they can receive a little help from us with that as well, to keep their, you know, electricity going.
And that really is something to make sure people are aware of. It is interesting, too, how much the energy prices have increased for households, for winter home heating costs. I was able to look at a spreadsheet of the last 5 years. And in 2009, 2010, this is from the Home Energy Assistance website here, the cost of heating oil was $1,553. The next year, 2010, 2011, it was $1,900. And I'm rounding off here, rounding below, in fact. In 2011-12, it was $1,700. And we go all the way up to last year, and it was over $2,100 for the heating oil cost. So this is something that fluctuates, and people who are paying $1,500 now are paying $700 more. Unless they live somewhere different than I do, that money doesn't just grow on trees, right?
Correct.
So we have to...
Not only is it difficult for them to pay it that much, say, year-round, like, say, if it's a utility company, you can spread it out, but if it's oil, they tend to only get 150 gallons at a time, so that monies is really from like the winter cost, December, January, February, where they probably can't afford really to put all that out at once.
That's a great point.
Yep.
And Kara, something that's changed from when I started, you used to be able to get an oil delivery for 100 gallons of gas. That is no longer for 100 gallons of oil.
Yeah.
that is not the case anymore. You need a significant amount of funding, as you just said, amount of money to be able to order your oil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Most oil companies is 150 gallons minimum delivery.
And do we know how much the average cost of oil is today?
It depends on which area you live in as well. In Sussex County, the prices may be a little bit higher than they are in Warren and Hunterdon County and in Somerset because of the climate change. The oil prices have been fluctuating between $2 and $3 a gallon.
So that can really, really change your household budget. And if you don't have any extra income, a lot of the households that we serve, they're just squeaking by. So a change of $700 for your yearly heating costs can really change things around. I cannot believe it. We're coming up on the last 16 minutes of our program here, and I have to pay the bills. Otherwise, I won't be able to stay in this very nice office here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So if you guys can just stay with me, we still have to touch upon what the cooling benefit is and a couple of things that we'll get back to. But it's radio time, and it goes so quickly. Please stay with us.
Plaques or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Strong from what I've heard, it'll whisk you down the stream, but I never seem to have the time. So my toes just touch the water, my toes just touch the water. I daydreamed on the bank again, swimming with the fish, and I thought this time.
We're back here live in the studio. I have with me Norwest Cap LIHEAP staff, Tracy O'Connor and Kara Keyes, who are the brains behind our LIHEAP operation. And do you guys want to give a shout out to anyone else on the staff there? Is anyone else in the office with you all?
Nope, just the two of us right now.
All right, well, hopefully that's not too much trouble over there. We are happy to have you on the program today to talk about the LIHEAP program benefits, USF, and also to give a shout-out for our weatherization program. And we love streamlining, and we love that you can apply for three different programs all at once at NorWestCap for LIHEAP, USF, and weatherization, which is great. We do want to mention that 70% of the total LIHEAP funds are typically spent in October through March, but because of the warmer winter that we've had this year, even though we know that unemployment figures are troubling, we still haven't seen the increase that we thought we would see this year. So we want to remind everyone that the program is effective, it's proven. We certainly can improve the health and safety of your home for heating costs, and nothing has to change when you apply for a benefit. You don't have to pick another provider. Most likely all of the established oil companies here, if you have oil heat, you can continue with that relationship and get your two-party check that Kara and Tracy were talking about earlier. So it's not as complicated as you might think. And I do want to just
go ahead. I would like to add about the to anybody who does heat their home with oil, kerosene, or propane, that if you do apply now, and even though the warm weather is approaching, if you do receive a two-party check, you sign it and send it off to the oil company, and they keep that money for you as a credit. And it does get cold about October and November, and there you'll have it for you in case you do need oil.
What a great point. So if you're all paid up with your oil provider, please, and any of the other energy providers Kara mentioned, please still do your application. And we seriously, hope you consider looking at the guidelines and being able to consider sending in your application. I do want to talk about my favorite time of year, which is summer. And we do have a benefit to help people in the summer, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's called the Cooling Assistance Program. It is assistance for either direct credits to your electric utility to help costs there, or if you have a doctor's note to say that it's medically necessary for this assistance, which is the one stipulation, but it is included in all applications. But if you do receive the Cooling Assistance Program, you do receive a check for that also to help out with your air conditioning or for other cooling costs.
And we should probably clarify, we talked about the ability as a homeowner to apply for the application. What if you're a renter, Kara or Tracy? Can you still apply for this program?
As long as you don't even have to have a bill in your name. If your heat is included in your rent and your rent is not subsidized, then you are entitled to receive a renter's benefit. And that is a one-party check, and it's made out to you and then, to the client, and then they can put it towards their rent or their electric bill or whatever they feel they need it for.
And I feel like people get confused a lot. If you live in a public housing authority and you're a renter in a public housing authority, are you eligible for the program?
Not public housing, no.
But if you have a medical note and you need cooling assistance?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So there's all of these little caveats. Now everyone knows why I go running into your office over there and say, what? So you can be a renter, but you can't get the heating benefit if you live in the housing authority. But if you do have a doctor's note and can complete the application for cooling assistance, you're required to have an air conditioner, then you can get a cooling benefit.
Yes, that is correct.
See, I pay attention to you guys. But it is, sometimes it is really, really complicated. So what about the ways for people who common mistakes? What do you see over and over that you wish people would just pay attention to one thing on the application or another thing? Are there anything that we can talk about today that would reduce wait times for benefits?
If clients would just send in required documentation that's with the application. That's our main, if they have zero income, there's a zero income statement that needs to be filled out, and that needs to go to the state of New Jersey to be clarified, and it takes quite a while for that to come back, and that holds up benefits. It's just mainly paperwork that they forget to send in, that they don't send in with their applications.
And is there a checklist they can reference there?
Yes. What we send out, a cover letter that tells them everything, you know, that is required. And it's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right down the line.
So if I were hesitant to send in an application, I think, oh, the burden of the, what happened to the Paperwork Act reduction? There's like, it's supposed to be this whole thing with benefits that we were reducing paperwork, and I get your application and I start freaking out about all the things that you need, and I can barely afford my heating costs. What would you say to me? Send it in, don't send it in?
We always encourage anybody to send in the answer. All the whatever they can do, however much they can fill out at the application, whatever documents they can put together at that time of it going off for the cover letter. We always reach out to households with a letter with an additional checklist to see if they can send us in the documentation. And then also, once they do complete their initial application, the state of New Jersey also does their own reach outs with some notices saying if they're missing any information, and to please contact our office to see what's missing. We do at least, people think, I think, if they receive their first notice stating that they're being denied, that they feel that they're done for the year and don't realize that we do reach out multiple times to get people assistance.
Now, is there a rainbow at the end of this eligibility? So if I get all my stuff together and you guys talk me off the ledge and I send in the appropriate paperwork and I get this amazing benefit, what about next year? If I still don't have more income and I still think that I'm going to need some help with my energy costs, what happens?
Well, come August, if you were in the program the previous year, come August, there's a recertification letter or form that will be mailed out to you from the state of New Jersey. What you need to do is just fill out that form. You'll have to send in only your utility bills and your updated income once you're already enrolled in the program. And as long as you do that, so it gets easier each year. The paperwork is less. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just for first people who apply, you know, because we need a lot of documentation, but we keep it in the file. So, you know, the next year they usually just need to send in updated income for their household and their updated utility bills.
That is really encouraging. And we should let people know if for some reason they didn't see their recertification in August, or they put it somewhere because they knew that they didn't have to fill it out right away, and now they're rethinking that and saying, oh, you know what, I never really sent in my recertification. So they can still do that now because you told us that the deadline was extended.
That's correct. Yep, till May 31st.
Okay, and I think people would also want to know, if they live in Hunterdon County, how can they apply for the program? If they're listening now for the first time and they realize they could be eligible, what should they do?
Just give us a call. We're here Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The phone number is it's area code 908-454-4778.
And they can just call, get some more information, and make sure that we can help them obtain this very, very necessary and needed benefit. And that's not just for Hunterdon County, that number that you gave. Anyone could call that number in our service area, and they can talk to the knowledgeable staff there and find out all of these little nuances to the application and how they can navigate it. Is there anything else about this program that we should cover? I know we only have 2 or 3 minutes left, but any 911 things that we didn't think of, or I didn't think to ask you, or anything about the program at all you want to talk about?
Well, I'll give you another website where you can download applications. It's energyassistance.nj.gov, G-O-V.
Excellent. And you can go on the NorWestCap website as well, and you can get some information on our weatherization page. You know, it was a really funny story. Last year, we had the wrong phone number on our website, and we got a call from the commissioner's office.
Yeah,
So that has been removed, and the correct phone number to reach us is now on our website, which is
haven't had too many complaints about that number.
No, I think we're finally pretty good here. So this energy assistance program, it really does help a lot of low-income households that otherwise would really have to choose between heating their home and, in many cases, a lot of other necessities like food, where there just is no money for groceries once you pay for your heating costs. So to me, it's an essential program. It keeps people above a crisis line and moves them towards prevention. But because there are so many regulations with it, it can be really difficult to navigate. But we are really blessed to have such great staff that can figure anything out, from the most complicated oil assistance program to the benefit calculations that leave my head spinning sometimes, especially when you add in a cooling benefit, emergency assistance. But you all do it so well. So you have such a great positive environment over there to try to help people and just get the paperwork in. I can hear Tracy right now. Just tell them, send in the paperwork.
Yep, that's all they need to do.
That's our biggest setback. It won't necessarily stop a household, but it can delay some assistance if you do feel that you need it right away.
So everyone, on behalf of Tracy and Kara, we thank you for spending the hour with us and learning. I may look at the end of the day trying to figure out some of the program details. So I'm lucky to have them, and they always say, don't worry about this, we've got this, and they always do. So I appreciate that. We will have Ruth Ann for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour joining us here in the studio, and I'll be heading out to enjoy this beautiful day. I hope you all are able to get out there as well. Thanks for being with us today.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Nice, colorful, safe.
One of the students at North Park Elementary School in San Bernardino, California, relieved to be back with her parents after a shooting at the school has left two people dead. San Bernardino police confirming a murder-suicide taking place inside a classroom. This young student was just outside the classroom where it happened.
I wasn't inside. I was doing PE with my Mrs. Swagger, and all of the kids started running out.
Two children were injured and airlifted to nearby hospitals. Their condition is unknown. America's newest Supreme Court justice on the job after a White House swearing-in ceremony. President Trump laying praise on Neil Gorsuch. He says he's a great appointment to the bench. And the Charleston, South Carolina church shooter pled guilty to state charges. Self-avowed white supremacist Dylan Roof can now go on to federal death row. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
Oh, my God! Oh, no! My God, what are you doing?
No, this is wrong. Oh, my God, look at what you're doing.
That's audio from a viral video causing major public relations problems for United Airlines. United overbooked a flight from Chicago to Louisville, and when not enough paying passengers offered to leave the flight, they chose people at random to leave the plane. When one man refused to leave, he was dragged off by security guards. That video of the security dragging the man from the plane has gone viral, and passengers say United removed those passengers so United Airlines employees could have their seats. United CEO Oscar Munoz says the company's reaching out to the passenger to resolve the situation. He claimed that everyone at the airline was upset by the situation, and he said, quote, "I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers." Get more news and analysis at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A hero.
Don't fear technology.